Good morning. Normally when I walk up front, you all get quiet, but the fellowship continued, and that's a good thing. So we are trying to keep it a little cooler in here. Didn't seem like there were any concerns last week, other than we had it set at 70, and it was 75. So now it's set at 68, and that one was reading 71 2 minutes ago. So if it gets too cold, just shake your hand and I'll tell somebody to do something about it, or next week bring a sweater. If it gets too hot, there's nothing else we can do. But welcome to our worship here at St. John's this morning. Please look over everything in the bulletin, pay particular attention to page 13. There are several, I think four or five different things there of how we need some help with the building project. A couple of small tasks that could be done by a handful of people, and then also the big one of moving everything else out of the building to the storage building as they start to transition to doing ceilings and floors and walls. So if you can help with that, please let the church office know and we'll get you further information. And with all of that, may the Holy Spirit, may His joy and peace be upon you as we listen to our morning prelude.
As we continue in worship this morning, please stand if you are able to join me in our call to worship. Shout with joy to God, all the earth.
Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise for us.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds.
So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you.
All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you.
They sing praise to your name.
And now let us join together singing our hymns of praise. Our hymns of praise are found, the first one is found on page 6. It is Jesus, Stand Among Us. Following that, we will sing Open Our Eyes, Lord. That is found on page 7 of your bulletin. And then we will sing Trust and Obey, and that is found on page 8. So let us sing Jesus, Stand Among Us.
Time for children's moment. All right. JD has a joke. Do you want me to tell it and you give the answer, or do you want to tell it? I'll tell it, you give the answer. All right. What kind of shoes do chickens wear? What kind of shoes do chickens wear?
Reebok.
Miss Short likes those kinds of jokes. She has to explain them to Scott, but that's all right. All right. How's everybody doing? Do you have a good warm week? Everybody like the warm weather? Oh, I love it. It's my favorite time of the year. All right. So let's talk about sneezes. What do you say when somebody sneezes? What do you say? Bless you. What's that mean when you sneeze and somebody says, bless you? Well, in some cultures, people think that if you sneeze and they say, bless you, that's a way to scare off evil spirits because you might be possessed or sick. Other cultures think that your spirit actually leaves your body, and if you say, bless you, that's telling it to go back to the body and reintroduces it and all that. I don't know. I just think it's a really nice thing to say. Some of you know my mom. Some of you guys out there know my mom. She sneezes and coughs at the same time. It's called a snoff. And I am not kidding. You can ask my sister. When we have family get-togethers, we start counting, and I think the record is right around 17 or 18 in a row. It's unbelievable. There's a lot of bless yous going on in that deal. But so let's talk about what really bless you means, okay? Is it being picked first for a game? Or is it being the most popular kid in your class? Is it scoring the winning touchdown? The winning basket, basketball game? Or driving in that run to win the game? Or coming in to pitch at the end of the game to win it? You know what, I think that's being blessed, but I think what blessed really means is being happy, okay? And does it surprise you that God wants all of us to be happy? So having lots of money or lots of food to eat or a warm house when it's cold out or a cool building to come in and worship. That's being blessed, but I think being what Jesus wants us to really understand what being blessed is just to be happy, okay? And he said a few things, and I'm going to kind of just talk about a couple of the things that he had said, all right? When he was teaching, he told everybody that he wanted to, blessed are the poor in spirit. You should be happy, because if your spirit is weak, you're still going to go to heaven, right? Blessed are the people who mourn. Have you guys ever heard these when Pastor Eric's talking once in a while? It's in the Bible. It's called, blessed are the people who mourn. That means be happy. God's going to comfort you with family and friends when things aren't going good. Blessed are the meek. Be happy. God loves a gentle person who trusts him, right? Blessed are the merciful. Be happy. Because if you love and forgive people, God's going to love and forgive you too, right? So it's still polite to say bless you when somebody sneezes. But I want you to think about it. Every time somebody sneezes and you hear somebody say bless you or they do it to you, I want you to think about to be happy. God wants you to be happy, okay? So let's pray. Dear Father, help us to have the happiness that you want for us. Happiness that comes not from what happens to us, but what happens inside of us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for coming up, and thanks for the joke, JD.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, in page 11, we have some additions to our concern list. Steve Russell had prostate surgery this past week. All went very well, and he'll be home recovering for a couple of weeks, so pray for Steve and for Debbie. And Gloria Lauber's grandson, Rylan Hunt, 9 months old, will be having cranial surgery on the 14th. And so Gloria's asked us to be keeping Rylan in our prayers. And then Ed Allen, who is recovering from recent MVD brain surgery to relieve pressure on a nerve to alleviate severe facial pain. When I asked Ed what kind of surgery he had, it was about this long, and he said most people just call it brain surgery. But he is recovering and doing well. He just has to not drive and take it easy for 6 weeks or so. And in addition to those, heard from Bud and Tootie Beck yesterday. Their grandson, Justin Beck, got married last year. His wife is Denise, and Denise has been diagnosed with breast cancer. So we can be praying for Denise and for Justin and Bud and Tootie and the family. And Jody Belts is in the hospital. She should be released today, but we'll have more tests tomorrow. They have discovered 2 blood clots in her lungs. So she's been hospitalized over the weekend, and we are praying for Jody for her healing. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, it's Sunday, a day of worship, a day of rest, a day of blessing, a day of counting our blessings. Lord, whenever we wake on a day like this, when if it's in the morning and the sun is out and there's a cool breeze and we just thank you and praise you, and then if it's later in the morning or the afternoon, the heat has returned, and Lord, we thank you for the summertime. And help us to remember that when it's so frigid in the wintertime. Lord, we thank you for rains this past week. We thank you for just the way of your creation to grow the crops and to grow the gardens, to grow all that people of the world might be fed and taken care of. Lord, we thank you for all of your providence and the ways that you provide in the many aspects of life. Where you lift us up, where we trust you and are obedient to you, where you heal us, where you respond to our prayers, where you guide us. Lord, we thank you and praise you for those moments. And we pray that we are aware of more moments when we can pour out our praise of you. Lord, we pray for the world and we pray for our nation and the various things that are going on, where there are strikes and where there are wars and battles, where there is a need for safety, a need for shelter, where there are storms and fires. Lord, we just pray that the Christian church, including ourselves, will be able to be responding. Lord, it's also why we support Church World Service for such times. But Lord, we pray in all aspects that your will would be done. Lord, for the list of people that I've mentioned this morning, we pray for their healing. We pray for peace of mind and peace of heart as they grow in strength. Lord, we pray for Jody and for Justin and Denise. We pray for Steve and for Debbie and for Rylan and her parents, his parents. We pray for Dan and Ed and for Braden. Lord, we pray for Chloe and Josie. We lift them up to you. They know you, and we just pray that you can work in their lives and that they will have a testimony to share of your strength and of your presence in their lives. Lord, hear us now as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You raise me up so I
As we listen to this morning's scripture reading, hear these words Jesus spoke to teach his disciples and the crowd as he took them up the mountainside to really maybe focus their listening attention. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and the verses as printed in your bulletin. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, 'Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, 'Raca,' is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, 'You fool,' will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'Eye for eye and tooth for tooth,' but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." May these words resonate in our souls during worship today and thereafter as they speak truth to us. Amen.